Hello. I want to talk about the rise of adolescence. How did adolescence come to be? So I want to talk about adolescence, understanding the identity stage of human development. Now, there's a history here. I mean, early theorists, they didn't treat adolescence as a distinct stage of human development. And yet, there were clues that it really was a distinctive stage. Plato spoke of education as that training which is given by suitable habits to the first instincts written of virtue in children, when pleasure and friendship and pain and hatred are rightly implanted, and here it is, in souls not yet capable of understanding the nature of them. Now, Aristotle was more direct. He said, "They are changeable and fickle in their desires, which are violent while they last, but quickly over. Their impulses are keen, but not deeply rooted." And so even though the term adolescence did not exist, there were clues that something was going on at a certain period of life. Now, in our history, there were threats, confusion that impacted our understanding of adolescence. Probably the combination of the Reformation and the response of the Enlightenment period to Reformation, and particularly Darwin and his theories of evolution. The idea that God created mankind in his image was repudiated by Darwin. His theories of biological evolution removed the divine connection. So it defined mankind as a more highly evolved animal species. And then also the doctrine of human depravity. That it led many people, at least many thought, that it led to a stern disciplinary approach to education that had little room for individuality. And so you had the concept of evolution, and then you had the concept of human development. It was G. Stanley Hall who talked about Sturm und Drang, storm and stress. He was the one who began to develop a particular theory on adolescence. So he expanded Darwin's ideas on evolution. And he postulated that the human development travels through a series of stages, from primitive to savage, which would be adolescence, to mature. But something else was happening at this time, something that caused the emergence of adolescence to take place as a distinctive time in development, and that was the Industrial Revolution. Prior to the Industrial Revolution, everyone worked. It was necessary for everyone in the family, ages 5 and up, to work. And so this transition from childhood to adulthood was really smoothed out. Young people were naturally apprenticed into the adult world of work and responsibility. And so this particular period of time, this Sturm und Drang that G. Stanley Hall talked about, it was there, but there were parents around. There were responsibilities. They were part of a family that helped smooth over that transition. So with the dawn of industrialization, modern society began to segregate young people from the world of adults. They pulled young people out of the family and into separate schools and age-related classes. And so beginning in 1890, that's when scientists began formulating the concept of adolescence. Now, as a part of all this, there's another figure that played a prominent role in understanding adolescence as a stage of human development, and his name was Erik Erikson. And he developed some theories on identity development. He said mankind goes through stages of human development, and each stage is dominated by a developmental crisis, a life-shaping, character-defining issue. He said infancy, that's hope, trust versus mistrust. From 18 months to 2.5 years, the dominant issue was the will, autonomy versus shame and doubt. 3.5 years to 6 years, purpose. Initiative versus all these are developmental aspects that are taking place in a person's life. Pre-adolescence, it was about primarily competence, industry, or inferiority. And then there was adolescence, and that had to do with fidelity, identity versus role confusion. Are you congruent with who you are? Post-adolescence was love. Am I going to be comfortable with intimacy, or am I going to move toward isolation? The adult life, care. Are you generative? This is a term that Erikson coined to denote a concern for establishing and guiding the next generation. Are you generative, or are you stagnant? And then old age had to do with wisdom. Ego, integrity versus despair. And so Erikson's understanding of human development, it has tremendous implications for youth ministry. One is that God has created mankind in His image. Of that there is no doubt. Okay, we see that in Genesis 1, 26 and 27. God has created mankind in His image, in His likeness, and we are created uniquely in His image. We all reflect that image in different ways. While mankind did not evolve from a lower species, human beings do experience stages in human development. And the dominant crisis during the adolescent stage of development is that of identity. Who am I? Why am I here? What is my purpose? And that raises the ministry question. If God has created mankind in His image and has so designed human development that the dominant adolescent issue is the discovery of identity, then what ought the focus of youth ministry be? Should not youth ministry's primary focus be to guide youth toward discovering who they are in Christ? Some books that might help you in your understanding of this will be Rolf Muse's book on theories of adolescence, and then Scott Larson and Larry Rentro wrote the book on Reclaiming Our Prodigal Sons and Daughters, A Practical Approach for Connecting with Youth in Conflict. Both of these books deal with adolescence and the development of the theory and how that works. Larson and Rentro talk a lot about how the Industrial Revolution changed things and caused adolescence to become a major focus of youth development.